I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome everyone to episode 12 of The Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com. Mason is who we are.
That is us. Hello.
Hello. Hello, listeners. My name is James, junior editor at Comic Book Movie. You may know me as Mr. Sunday Mason.
I've never called you that. Do you want me to start calling you that in real life?
Yes.
Okay. All right. It's going to happen.
And with me is my co-host, Nick Mason.
Hello.
Do you want a nickname? Like a cool nickname you've accidentally saddled yourself with that now you can't get rid of?
Absolutely. They say you shouldn't give yourself a nickname.
Yeah.
But I'm going to.
Could I give you the nickname that I once gave you a long time ago?
Yes.
Chip Dangercock.
Okay, right. I'd rather not, but it's going to stick, so...
It's the name of a super cool astronaut.
Yeah, it's a super cool, like, maybe he's a race driver in his spare time as well.
Maybe he is.
Yeah, okay.
Are you?
No, it sounds scary.
It does sound really scary.
I can't even drive a manual.
Really?
Well, I can, but I'd rather not.
You're licensed to, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Not that interesting.
They call it stick...
Not podcast worthy, certainly.
No. They call it stick shift in the US, don't they?
Yep.
Well, there we go. First off...
Yes?
Ask me how I am.
How are you?
I'm not happy!
Really? Wow.
And I'll tell you why.
Yep.
You know what came out in everywhere else in the world this week?
That we didn't get?
Yeah.
At cinemas?
Yes.
What?
The Hobbit 2. Desolation of Smaug.
Smaug.
Yeah.
Smaug.
Unfucking believable. This has been an ongoing thing since the Lord of the Rings movies. We get them on Boxing Day.
Yeah.
And everybody
Which
else gets
Americans
them.
For Americans is the after Christmas.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry. Which is... Why do we get them so late?
I don't know, because... Although...
There's nothing out!
Steady. First steady. Steady, mate. Did you like the last one?
No, but apparently this one's really good. No, I didn't hate it, but apparently this one's really good.
So you were ramping up and you were super aggro.
Well, I want to review it and talk about it, but I can't, can I?
Yeah, that's true.
People are like, what do you think of it? And I'm like, I don't fucking know. It's probably good. You fucking tell me.
Great. Well...
See, I'm swearing a lot. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
It's too much.
We'll not edit that out, but... Yeah. We do get a lot of movies ahead of time.
All the Marvel stuff we get early.
We get ahead of time, yeah. which was to our downfall. Because we were like, we're going to be super geniuses and we're going to review Thor way ahead of time. We're going to spoil it for everybody. And people will love that and they will download and listen to all the spoilers before having watched the film.
Yeah.
And we thought that because we're idiots.
Yeah.
But we were wrong.
Because nobody,
downloaded it.
We still got a lot of downloads eventually.
Yeah.
But by God, that was a slow week.
It was touch and go.
I think that was that week we had the appetizer as well. Was that week?
No, that was Arkham Origins.
Oh, that's what it was too. Mm. I was in a tizzy.
You were quite in a tizzy. And you're in a tizzy now.
Oh, yeah.
It's not that long ago. It's a couple of weeks.
Yeah, but you know, by the time we get... It's not even worth us talking about it in a couple of weeks, though.
That's actually a really good point.
Because who's going to care?
I'm certainly not going to care.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the same thing happened with Man of Steel.
Uh-huh.
Because that came out 2 weeks later. I was furious because that was my most anticipated movie. Uh-huh. I was as mad as a cut snake, mate.
That's very Australian of you. That's the most... On a scale of Australian rage, that's right up there.
It sure is.
Right up there with dry as a dead dingo's donga. You know?
And glassing somebody.
Then glassing one of your mates.
Yeah. So, yeah. There is news this week, though, of course. Big movie.
Your man was a frog in a sock. It's not right. It's a thing, though. Anyway, continue. There's news. I'd like to hear the news.
Well, we just watched the Interstellar trailer. Which is, of course, Christopher Nolan's follow-up film to Dark Knight Rises.
Uh-huh.
It's not a sequel, is it, though, to that movie?
Well, it could be, because we don't see anything about anything at all.
Do you remember that?
See any element.
There's a bit like, there's like...
It's certainly set on Earth.
Yes.
Some of it.
Some of it. Do you want to... Well,
Dark Knight Rises set on Earth.
Yep. Both of those are set on Earth.
Yep.
Both of them have Matthew McConaughey.
Batman's been to space.
Yes, he has. Yep. Yeah. Do you want to hear the synopsis?
Yes, because we didn't get anything from that trailer. No. We got literally nothing from
that
trailer.
I had to look up the
synopsis. We got stock footage, and we got...
Matthew McConaughey crying and driving.
Yeah, he drives... We got Christopher Nolan, or presumably his assistant director, putting Matthew McConaughey in a car and driving him
yeah.
for 2 seconds.
And he's like, human achievement, but he's doing...
We've got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could have been like an ad for one of those ads.
Johnny Walker. Could have been an ad
exactly.
for Johnny Walker.
You don't know what it is and then it's a Johnny Walker ad. Yeah. Or a perfume.
Perfume.
Yeah.
Interstellar perfume.
Yeah. God.
It smells like death in space.
But you know what? At least...
If you could smell in space instead of die... You'd smell this perfume.
They say that... What was I going to say? I think
it smells like rocket fumes and being impregnated by an alien. Okay, what's it about? I'd like to know.
Do you think though, as a teaser though, it works? Or do you think it doesn't? Because teasers, I hate it when they show too much, but that showed nothing.
If I didn't know it was Christopher Nolan...
Who cares? Is that what you're
saying? Not who cares, but I would assume that it feels like more of a Tom Hanks film.
Okay.
And it'd be about like an old astronaut and he's reminiscing. That's what it is. That's the plot. And he's just trying to live his life after going to space, maybe?
Trying to adjust.
Is that what it's about?
No. Oh. I'll tell you this. It's set in the future.
Great. I
which
love
is
the future.
Not indicated
it's
in any way.
It's not ideal, certainly.
Because it even says at the end of the trailer, it says a year from now, which obviously means it's out a year from now.
Yep.
But that could mean it's set a year from now.
Ooh. Which it'll be very timely when it comes out then.
It sure is. But that's not the case. Oh. So I had to look this up because I read the synopsis and I saw that and I'm like, they don't line up at all.
You thought it was a misprint.
Yeah, so yeah. Okay, so it's set in the future.
Uh-huh.
Corn is the last crop to be...
Corn is the last crop. The band Corn have ditched their new metal roots and they've become the last stand in a post-apocalyptic world.
So Corn is the last crop.
Start again.
Crop. Sorry. Corn is the last crop
uh-huh.
to be cultivated on Earth and scientists embark on a journey through a wormhole into other dimensions in search of somewhere else that crops can be grown. So maybe we want to grow some cherry tomatoes.
Absolutely.
So,
some quinoa.
Yeah.
That's awful. That's really awful.
Well, you know what? Like, the idea of
Inception... What a terrible premise.
But what about, like, Inception's, like, stealing ideas from dreams and...
Yeah, but that's... No, that's sort of what... Because there's a logical pathway where they were like, we'll build a training device for the military.
Yeah.
And then it has another... So it pre-exists, and so the idea of going into somebody's dreams sort of logically follows through. But this reminds me of my... you know I have a love for films.
Yes.
That are set... Yeah, you know I have a love for films. You know I have a love for films that are set in a future, and now we've passed that future?
Yes.
Have we spoken about this on the podcast?
Not on the podcast,
okay, well,
no.
Here we go. This reminds me of my favourite film of that genre. Which is the film Free Jack.
I thought you were going to say Johnny Mnemonic.
Well, Johnny Mnemonic, obviously, that's number one. But it doesn't fit here.
Okay.
Free Jack is set in the far-flung future of 2009. So, Emilio Estevez is a race car driver in the 90s. Right?
I love it already.
Yeah, it's great. And he apparently dies in a fiery car crash, right? But what has happened is, scientists from the deep, incredibly incomprehensible future of 2009... Have shot him with a time travel beam and have brought him into 2009 because their boss, Mick Jagger, is dying from an incurable disease, right? And what he wants to do is he wants to use Emilio Estevez's perfect 1990s body and transfer his brain, the Mick Jagger brain, into Emilio Estevez.
Oh my goodness.
Right, but then Emilio Estevez goes on the run, Free Jack style. Right, but this... Right, which is great, but it's a weird future... Where they've mastered both time travel and mind transference technology, but they still can't cure whatever disease this guy has.
And why
did the budget go into time travel?
That's a good
what was the point.
That's...
So my point here is, why hasn't the budget gone into genetically modified crops instead of dimensional travel?
Ah, that's a really good point.
I've ruined it for you already.
So crops
like that?
That could grow in the desert or whatever.
Yeah, in the desert.
Yeah. Or in space.
In space.
Or on a cow's back.
On a cow's back. On Matthew McConaughey's back. It's very smooth. On his very waxed chest.
He's very waxed. Yeah. Okay. Now, that you make good points about that movie I haven't seen.
Well, neither of us seen it. And possibly that description isn't accurate anyway.
But I was talking about the Mick Jagger one. But...
Oh, right. Yeah, that was pretty great. But, look, I think...
I love the idea.
I'm going to that not liking
I love
it.
All the stuff about wormholes and parallel dimensions and alternative timelines. I love all that stuff.
Should have been a better MacGuffin, though.
Yeah.
I see how it's topical.
Yeah, it is. Because what a world we live in.
Yep. It's a really good point. It's a complicated world.
It is.
Yep.
Well, there was another big trailer this week. Well, there was a couple. There was also...
Is there a second Interstellar trailer?
No.
Hmm. It's... Why isn't it called Interdimensional?
Because that sounds dumb.
Oh, yeah.
Interstellar!
Okay.
Sorry. There was also the Edge of Tomorrow trailer, which is a Tom Cruise movie.
They're getting so generic, those titles.
He's wearing those,
Minority Report gloves.
No, no. The Elysium exosuit.
Oh, okay.
And he keeps going back in time. I'm not going to talk about it. Go look at that trailer. It's fine. Godzilla, though.
Yes.
What did you think of Godzilla?
Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Godzilla.
Yes.
The monster.
Correct.
Had a very successful outing in 1998.
That's incorrect. It was critically panned. And did it make any money? It can't have made
I think
money.
It did okay.
It probably made money on merchandise.
Yeah.
It made money on those Godzilla hand puppets.
Oh, that's right. I remember those. Yeah.
The Godzilla community, and there is one, the Godzilla fan community calls him Gino, G-I-N-O. Godzilla in name only.
Ah, because he's
He doesn't look like Godzilla. He doesn't have. He's not as big.
He doesn't breathe fire.
He doesn't breathe. Yeah, remember? Remember in that movie?
Yeah.
They put it in the trailer and were like, ooh, Godzilla's going to breathe fire. But he doesn't. All he does is sort of yell.
Yeah.
And then a fuel tanker caught fire or something. What a waste.
You shouldn't yell at fuel tankers.
No, not at all.
Everybody knows
Very
that.
Very dangerous.
Well, what was I going to say about the movie? Well, There's a later Godzilla movie where that Gino
fights the real Godzilla.
Yeah, and just smashes him. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So that movie got panned for multiple reasons.
Yep.
Do you remember though the trailer for that movie? The teaser is incredible.
It looked great. Yeah.
It's a museum.
Yeah.
It shows a T-Rex and they're like, the T-Rex is the largest.
It's the best thing ever.
Yeah. And then Godzilla's foot comes through, completely crushes it.
Yep.
And that's the teaser.
I was very excited for that movie.
Me too.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be really, really horrible. Mm. I saw that movie twice because I remember I was
young.
Did
you black out the first time? You're like, look, maybe it was good.
No, I went one of those things. I went and saw it and I went, wow, that was rough.
Uh-huh.
And again, when you're a kid, you love everything.
Yep.
And even then I was like, that was a rough watch.
Uh-huh.
And then my little brother had his birthday.
And he was
insane. And he had it. So I had to, I went and saw it again. And I just, God, like that was like my... I don't even want... Oh, it just... I could not watch that movie again.
Yeah.
For any money.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
What about for Jean Reno's incredible performance?
Oh, yeah, he's great.
As French guy.
As French guy.
Yeah. I remember when Phantom Menace first came out, and it came out over the weekend.
Yeah.
And I, as a kid, and I watched it, and I was very bored by the whole affair.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to school on the Monday, and somebody in one of my classes was reading the novelization, the hardcover novelization of The Phantom Menace, and I'm like, whew, pretty rough, hey? And he's like, I've seen it 10 times!
What?
Yeah, he saw it 10 times over the weekend. Maybe three, maybe four and five and four times, maybe
How
five and five times,
watch
maybe
that
10 times in the one day. I don't know.
I remember the time not
But it's the power of belief, that's
yeah,
what it
I guess
is.
It is. Because you want it to be good, don't you? Have you seen The People vs. George Lucas?
No.
It's this documentary about why everyone hates George Lucas.
Okay, yeah.
And it's,
is it just a black screen and it just says, for all the reasons you think?
Yeah.
Just sits there for 2 hours and you're like, oh yeah, I do hate it for all those reasons.
But basically, they show everything before The Phantom Menace. They show interviewing fans.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, it's got to be the best movie ever. And one guy's like, yeah, it might not be good. And everyone's like, shut up!
Yeah.
It's like, of course it's got to be good.
Burn him at the stake.
But you know, the backlash for that movie wasn't immediate.
Stick
though.
Him in carbonite, yes.
Yeah. It wasn't immediate though, was it?
Waiting for me, buddy.
Really?
Yeah.
I was like, okay, all right. I didn't love it,
uh-huh.
Sure, but it took a.
Yeah, I think
I'd say a few months.
The general
for that to sink
the general
in.
Consensus was that it was not good.
Yeah.
After it took a while to sink in.
Yeah. Godzilla trailer though.
Godzilla trailer though. Yeah.
Now, are you excited for this movie? There's a guy who made Monsters. I didn't see Monsters. Gareth Edwards, I think his name is.
What was Monsters?
He made this independent kind of.
Charlize Theron.
No.
No, that was Monster.
That was Monster.
Mm.
And it's about, I think it's set in like South America or something like that. And it's basically these monsters have landed on Earth and these big giant hulking monsters. And it's about these two people trying to get over the border or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And he did all the special effects himself.
Right.
And he's made a few films before that, but that got everybody's attention, hence why he's doing this movie.
And it was not a web-only release.
No, he went home and he did it all on a home computer.
Huh.
And from what I've seen, I haven't seen the whole thing.
An Apple IIe. It's a lot of orange.
For the first 2 months, he was just drawing the graphics on the screen with a texter.
Oh, wow.
So he didn't, even know.
And then he took still photographs of that. Yeah.
But.
Okay, so this is his first
big
project.
Big in more ways than one. That's right.
Big monsters.
It's a good sense of foreboding, I thought.
Yep.
For what's to come.
Bryan Cranston's in it.
Some people complain that there is not enough Godzilla in the trailer. And that too many people, they say.
You're right.
But you need people in a Godzilla movie.
Yeah, this is the first trailer, so what are they? Stop it.
Yeah. And apparently Godzilla fights another monster in it. Maybe Mothra, I just guessed. I don't know any other monsters. Mecha Godzilla.
They wouldn't put him in the first one.
Mothra?
Mothra, could be Mothra.
Yeah.
Almost certainly Mothra.
Yeah.
Do you think that people, and this has just struck me, do you think people will be less impressed by this because of Pacific Rim?
Well,
that had interdimensional monsters that had lots, like they could fly and they could, you know, they had like lots of acid sacks and electromagnetic pulses and all that sort of crazy stuff, fighting giant robots with missiles and rocket hands and lasers.
Yeah.
Do you think the kids
will
not be impressed by just Godzilla fighting Mothra?
Well, you know what? I think that this movie will do better. Pacific Rim didn't do as well as people thought.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people didn't like Pacific Rim either.
Yeah.
I'm leaning more towards I thought it was just okay, the more I think about it. I know you loved it, didn't you?
I enjoyed it because it was just, it was like, hey, you know all those Neon Genesis Evangelion kind of shows, animated, you know, anime, where giant robots fight giant monsters. What would that look like live action? Oh, there it is.
It's
met all my expectations and it was fun and Ron Perlman was in it.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, a guy I speak to on Twitter a lot, you know this guy, Cameron Boone,
Baked Boone.
Awesome guy.
Yeah, I like that guy.
He's a big Evangelion. Is that right? Did I say that right?
Yeah, jelly.
That one. He's a big fan of that, and he hated Pacific Rim. He was like, what a pile of garbage.
You know what, at Baked Boone? Stop listening, mate. We don't need your business. Get out of here.
He's a good dude.
Blocked, mate. Mute, blocked. How do you like that?
But you know what? But in answer to your question, I think it's going to be... Well, I'm pretty excited for it.
Hmm.
I think they've scaled it back a bit. But before Pacific Rim came out, I thought this. Who would see this after Pacific Rim's going to blow everyone's minds? But I don't think it really did do that.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So I think... And you got your name recognition. You got a few big name actors in. Jonathan Taylor Thomas. From Home Improvement.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's going to do well.
I think it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Do you think this is going to have an overarching environmental message?
I hope so.
Like the first one?
Yes.
It was like, stop atomic testing, foreign nations.
That's what I love about the first Godzilla, though. Like, it was implied at the start that Godzilla was just an iguana who got caught in a nuclear blast. And so he's just an iguana.
Yeah, pretty good.
Just
great.
A really big iguana.
Did you watch the animated series?
No.
Okay, so what happened was, remember at the end of the first Godzilla?
I do.
There was one egg left?
Yeah.
Well, basically that egg hatched.
And they used it to fight crime.
Yeah, they used it to fight crime. Street crime. No, it grew up really fast because iguana.
Oh, yeah.
But Matthew Broderick, animated Matthew Broderick, found it and it imprinted on him. So it thought he was its mother.
Ah.
And so he could command it, sort of. He could summon it to places, and it could shoot fire and stuff. It's pretty great.
That, like an iguana?
Yeah, like an iguana, like a real iguana, yeah. And he fought monsters and stuff. It was alright.
Okay.
Don't go back to it, though.
I'm glad it exists.
Yes.
I will definitely check that out after I rewatch Godzilla.
Uh-huh.
X-Men Apocalypse has some news, Mason.
I'd like to hear
about it. We talked about this last week.
Yep.
It was confirmed that Apocalypse is going to use the first class cast.
Ooh, okay.
So... there you go.
Wow.
That answers everybody's questions about... Well, it still could be set in a different time period.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, all those guys will be back.
Interesting. Because Apocalypse is never interacted with. He's always, you know, future team or modern era team.
Yeah.
Never the characters of the 60s. There you go.
So there you go.
Hmm.
That's all I have about that.
It's pretty great.
Move it along.
Do you think he'll have the big A belt buckle?
Yes!
Okay, I hope so.
I really hope so. Yeah. Terminator Genisys. Is the name of Terminator 5.
Is Schwarzenegger in it?
Yes!
Yes!
They must be doing...
But at the same time...
They must be doing the de-aging face thing, surely.
Okay. They'll be getting better at that.
Hope so.
Yeah.
I think the Jeff Bridges one is as good... And Tron Legacy is as good as it's been. But that's still not very good.
But I think that works because he's supposed to be computer generated.
I'm going to tell you why it doesn't work.
Oh, boy.
At the start of the movie, they use it when he's in the real world before he gets trapped in Tron.
Okay, right, yeah.
Or whatever that world is called. Mm-hmm. And it's
before he gets Entron.
Before he gets... yeah. But anyway, Emilia Clarke. Now, you're familiar with Game of Thrones. You know, the dragon one?
She's
been cast as Sarah Connor.
Okay.
And Jason Clarke of... Have you seen Zero Dark Thirty?
No.
He's in Zero Dark Thirty.
Great.
He's...
What if that was a fake ad? Have you seen Zero Dark Thirty? Nothing to do with him. He's seen it also. No.
Well, he's possibly John Connor, not confirmed. Uh-huh. And it involves a trip into the future. So I'm assuming... No, Jason Clarke is about... I think he's 44.
Uh-huh.
Which means that Sarah Connor might be pulled into the future. And something happens and Schwarzenegger's there and he's like... Remember me? Remember when I was the biggest movie star in the world? Now I look like a Hessian sack filled with potatoes and sawdust.
Yep. Have you seen an early cut of the film? Is that how you know?
That's how I know that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, there you go. There's a bit of casting news for you.
Yep.
Are you okay with that?
Moving
on!
Oh, okay. Sorry. It's fine. I guess I want to see more Terminator stuff, but at the same time, we've been burned twice before.
I didn't hate 3.
You should have.
Okay.
Yeah. Move on.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of shit, mother or sales. I definitely prefer, don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, NYX, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, Because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. And you know what's really annoying? When you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot. Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify, and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect.
The Avengers Age of Ultron hasn't had a lot of news for a while.
No.
Have you noticed that?
Well, it had that trailer that was just a voiceover.
And some images.
Great.
But to be fair, that trailer was before they'd filmed anything.
Okay, yep.
So, uh-huh. I was happy they made that and then released it.
Uh-huh.
I think the Marvel are really good at kind of giving the fans kind of little tidbits and stuff.
Yep.
Even if you don't care, there's a lot of stuff there you could...
If they could use the whooping from Comic-Con, they could power a city, I think, if they could harness that. If they could harness the whooping, and then the trailer ends, and there's some whooping, and then the trailer starts up again, and everybody gets really quiet, and they do a little extra thing, and then everybody starts whooping again. If they could harness that, boy. Energy crisis would be over.
Oh, thank God. And our corn crisis.
Yep. Ugh.
No good. So anyway, basically, Don Cheadle has basically... Well, it's been semi confirmed that he's going to be in the Avengers Age of Ultron.
Okay.
I hope he's War Machine again.
I hope he's not Iron Patriot. That works as a kind of... Iron Patriot works as a visual gag.
Yeah.
Ultimately, in live action, but I don't think it... I hope he's War Machine again, yeah.
I'm going to tell you something that may surprise you.
Yep. You're a racist.
That surprises you?
No, it doesn't surprise me at all.
I watched Iron Man 3 again on the weekend.
Yep.
I just happened to put it on. And I didn't hate it.
Huh.
I kind of went, you know what? This is okay. It's got some pretty good moments.
Yeah.
There's a lot of dumb moments. But you know what? I probably have been a bit too harsh on that film.
Huh. I say, never be too harsh on a film because it's just a film. What's it going to do?
Beat up my dad?
It might beat up your dad. He's a frail, sickly man.
Okay. I think it would only be briefly, because it's implied that it's been said that Tony Stark has a hand in creating Ultron.
Yep.
So it only would make sense that Don Cheadle's there.
Yeah. I mean, you can see sort of some sort of... I guess they just made them for continuity's sake, but you can see like production stills of like the War Machine armor that isn't Iron Patriot.
Yeah.
It's in sort of navy blue and grey.
Yeah.
And that actually looks really good.
Cool.
So,
yeah. Mm. Well, you'd think he should upgrade his armor at some point.
Yeah. Iron Man does it every 40 seconds. Yeah.
Because
so.
That's Mark 3, that armor, is
that was the 2.
Because wasn't that was the 2 was with the cave? New oh, yeah, there was Cave and then there was that one.
I think I understand that Tony Stark built in Iron Man, he built the Iron Patriot from scratch.
Yeah.
I think that is a new model.
Oh,
for
okay.
Iron Man 3.
Okay.
And then the US Army tweaked it and then AIM got into it.
Yeah.
You'd think he'd learn his lesson from last time.
You would think.
Remember in Iron Man 2 and the Hammer Industries took it over, and then in this one, AIM took it over.
Yeah,
idiots.
Crazy days.
Yeah.
What does AIM stand for?
Advanced Idea Mechanics.
Well done.
Thank you.
I didn't know that.
That's pushed.
I mean, I knew that.
That's pushed. I've got a lot of information that's pushed out. Actual import, like friends' birthdays
and things like numbers. And like when you should drink water and stuff.
When I should drink water and eat and stuff. Yeah. Basic social interaction, that's all gone.
Who remembers phone numbers?
But boy, I know all the versions of the S.H.I.E.L.D. acronym. You better believe I know all of them.
One more piece of news, Mason.
I'm ready.
The Amazing Spider-Man 2 got another trailer this week. International. Showed a lot more new footage. Don't know if you saw it.
Didn't.
I didn't mind it.
Okay.
I still think that movie looks pretty good.
Okay.
But!
Amazing Spider-Man. This is amazing Spider-Man news.
Here we
on
go.
My part. Switched it on. Watched about 10 seconds, switched it off again. Couldn't do it. I'll get to it eventually, but I couldn't do it.
But before we...
It just felt dreary.
Yeah.
It felt sad.
I can't even remember the stuff. Oh, yeah, Peter's parents are like, Peter, we got to run away.
Yep.
And then...
Switch it off.
Yeah. I'm drinking water.
Great. Good for the podcast.
Shall I leave this in?
You should definitely leave it in, yeah.
Hmm. So basically, two Amazing Spider-Man spin-off films that they've been threatening for a while.
They've been threatening the general public. They've been threatening to throw them in the water supply.
One is one I can understand.
Is it Venom?
It is Venom, yeah.
Right, okay.
No specifics. So okay. I would say they're probably going to do Flash Thompson Venom, Agent Venom, whatever he's called. He's a secret Avenger. What's he called? Is it Agent Venom?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's a really interesting character because, you know, isn't he missing a leg or something?
He's missing both legs, yeah.
Oh, he's both legs, yeah. Arc, yeah. And he can only keep it on for like 48 hours.
Otherwise,
he's
permanently bonds with it. Yeah. That's crazy, yeah.
Yeah.
Venom style.
Venom style. Yes.
Okay, so what's the other one?
The other one is The Sinister Six.
As a spin-off movie?
As a spin-off movie.
Like an Ocean's 11, except it's a Sinister Six. You think they're going to turn over a casino? I would watch that. Would you watch that?
Yeah, absolutely, I would. But you know what? It's a weird choice when I heard that. I went, that's strange. But they don't have a hell of a lot of characters to pull from.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think there's ever been a movie where it's purely focused on the villains.
No, that's true.
And so, I at the very least, I'd like to see it. To see what happens.
I mean, there's a few really good sort of crime superhero supervillain books.
Yeah.
There's one called Super Crooks.
I think it's Mark Miller.
It might be Mark Miller.
Probably.
It's villains attempting a heist. I would definitely watch that.
Cool.
There's one, it's not really superhero based, but it's called The Last Days of American Crime.
Yep.
Which is sort of where the government attempts to create a signal that will prevent people in America from committing crimes at all. And these guys who have to sort of get together and commit the last crime in America while they still have the chance.
Ah.
Which is actually really clever. It's not superhero themed, but yeah, you should check it out.
I will check it out. Me.
The one listener. That is on board with the things that I say.
Baked Boons.
Baked Boons. Baked Boons, sorry, mate. I'm sorry I blocked you before. We're friends again, right?
He's a good dude.
I would definitely see a Sinister Six themed sort of crime heist film. But I think it would be great if there was a scene where they build the team and then they develop a huge elaborate scheme and then They go into the casino and one of them gets bumped and he's like, I'll kill you all! And then it's just lightning bolts and poison gas and then it's just mayhem. I think that'd be fun.
That would be great. I'm sure Spider-Man would make an appearance in this, right?
I hope so.
I'd imagine.
Don't care.
Do you reckon one of the villains will turn good? You know Doc Ock is Spider-Man at the moment or whatever's going on.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't read any of that. Some people hate it, some people love it. Some people say it's one of the best Spider-Man runs ever.
It's been going quite a long time.
I really want to read it.
If you'd said... in Captain America, Captain America's going to die.
Yeah.
And then he won't be in the book for over a year. People would say, well, that would never work. But I think it's a testament to a lot of, good writers that they can do that. So
I like the way when they kill somebody, they do it for a while. Because I think they learned that from the death of Superman, where he was dead for like 3 or 4 issues or not even whatever it was. And then he was back.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out he wasn't really dead.
That's true.
Just ran out of energy or whatever that was.
Yep.
God, that book is garbage. I know there is some good stuff in that book, but that book is so overrated.
What's Superman in general?
Death of Superman.
Oh, right, okay.
And you know what? It doesn't work even going back to it, because there's a whole lot of other stuff that they talk about in there. And Lex Luthor's got hair that just continually grows, and he's a clone of himself.
Yeah, he was a clone. And he lived in Australia for a while. He had an Australian accent. You can't really tell that from the book, but he's, yeah.
And if you... Going back to that, it makes zero sense.
Uh-huh.
What I do like about that, though, is all the Supermans that take over.
Yep.
That part is interesting.
The Supermans. The
Supermans, yeah. But it's not that bad, but there's a lot of stuff in there that doesn't work.
Superboy's incredible fade haircut. That works. Still totally works.
You notice the fade haircut came back?
Yeah.
It got there, didn't it?
It did, yeah. Yeah. I'm so happy.
Should I get one?
Yes.
All right.
On top of the one you already have. Yes.
As for the Venom movie, though, they actually attempted this before.
Mm-hmm.
They were talking about a Venom spin-off a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember the director I looked up before this was who was going to do it. But they were going to do it in like 2009. But Venom, if you remember from Spider-Man 3, Sam Raimi made it very clear that he was obliterated.
Absolutely,
because if you look at that explosion...
You see all his bones.
You see his bones, yeah. So he's just... So I don't know how they would have even worked that in. Probably maybe a different universe or whatever. But, who knows. So maybe that'll turn out really well. People love an anti-hero, don't they? Wolverine,
there we go.
That's
yes,
it.
Just the one.
That's the only one that
just
really works.
Just old Hubert Jackman. He's so charming.
Everybody loves Ghost Rider in the movie, don't they?
No.
Did you watch Spirit of Vengeance?
Yes.
And?
It's better than the first one.
Did you watch The Spirit?
Oh, 5 minutes of it. That was another 10 minutes and then turn it off.
Rough.
Maybe it's okay.
I don't think so.
Maybe if you're drunk, it's okay.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Spirit of Vengeance is quite good.
Okay.
I mean, not good, but Idris Elba's in it.
Yeah.
He pees fire at one point.
Idris Elba.
Yeah. It's in the blooper reel. It's pretty great. But there's no. They reveal the last. It's one of those movies where like the last piece of action is in the trailer, like the very final piece.
Oh, okay. That's the bit on the motorbikes. And
it's the bit where he ties a chain to a guy and he flings him up into the air, and then he grabs the chain. Like he like 50, 60 feet of chain plays out, and then he grabs it, and then he throws the guy back into the earth.
That's pretty cool.
That's where he crashes the main villain back to hell.
Ah.
They put that in the trailer. It looks like he's just beating up a guy, but
that's the main villain.
They spoil it, yeah.
Do you remember with the Ghost Rider spirit of the first one, whatever it's called? Just Ghost Rider.
Just Ghost Rider.
Just Ghost Rider.
Ghost Riders only.
There's that, they were talking up the bit where Ghost Rider fights a helicopter.
Uh-huh.
And that scene is basically, he's on top of a building, and Ghost Rider whips the helicopter.
Just waggles the chain for a bit.
Yeah, pulls it in a little bit, and then's like, beat it, helicopter. And they're like,
oh, get out of here!
And they leave.
Yeah.
There's no fight.
There's no fight at all,
Whips the helicopter.
Okay, well, we're going to check this off your list of personal issues that you're working through on this podcast. Angry at the part where Ghost Rider fights a helicopter. We did it. Okay.
All right.
That's your one for the episode.
That's it.
Okay. Nope.
We've got a bit of time left.
Uh-huh.
So we can't
get a few more.
We can't end it here. Do you want to talk about something else?
Let's talk about something else. What do you got, mate?
Well, I thought maybe... Comic book movies are very popular, yes?
Yes, for now.
There's a...
A couple of years you'll see us huddled around a bin fire. Like an oil drum. We got like fingerless gloves and like a hat that's got like the... The top has been cut out.
But I thought we could talk about the dumbest moments in comic book movies.
There can't be any of those.
Wow, that's what I thought. But then I used the internet.
Ooh.
And I was informed otherwise.
What? Okay. Internet's got everything.
It really does. This is, so I guess this whole rest of this episode could be about my personal grudges against.
Yeah,
specifically.
I'm on board.
We could tick off a whole bunch of other stuff. Because even the best comic book movies have nonsensical scenes. The whole How It Should Have Ended series is based around that.
They're pretty great.
They're really good.
Stop listening to this. Watch something.
Yeah, right. Good point.
Come back to this.
Well, some of the ones I wanted to talk about, they talk about in that, and they do it way better than I ever could. So I'm like, what's the point of even talking about that?
Your animations are pretty good, but they're no...
I can't animate for shit. Those guys are amazing.
If listeners have not seen the video, which one is it? With the Hitler, which video of yours with Hitler in it?
Oh, that one's, what is it? Bloody... Han Solo Should Die.
Okay, that one. Watch that, because there's a great little bit of animation in that.
It's not really animation. I've just put Hitler's face over someone else's face. It's not...
That's pretty great, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to give this a whirl.
Sure. I've got a few here.
Yeah.
I'm sure you could probably think of one, at least.
Ooh.
Do you want to start or do you want me to start?
I think you should start.
I've got a great one
here. Because you've got the iPad there.
I've got a crap scene from a crap movie.
Great.
You ready for this?
Yes.
Wolverine Origins.
Great film. You're wrong.
That is easily the worst X-Men movie.
Yep.
Possibly even the worst movie.
No. Yeah.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. There's not a lot of redeeming moments in that movie.
No. Are you picking just one here?
Yeah, there's a lot.
Is it the boxing match where he fights the guy for no... Like, I'll tell you the information if you boot me... It's like a terrible video game.
Yeah, it is.
If you boot me in the boxing match, I'll tell you what you need to know, whatever it was.
Yeah, the video game of that is actually really good. The Wolverine Origins video game. It's like a God of War style. And as you get injured, your skin like comes off and you can see your bones.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, and his clothes get torn and stuff. But they don't heal back because...
They're clothes.
They're clothes. Right. Yeah. Anyway, there's a scene in that movie.
It's the part where he gets shot twice through the head with adamantium bullets and it just erases his memory.
Yes.
That is the one?
Now, look, that's it. Look, it would make sense that... Well, it doesn't make sense, but if he got hit with an adamantium bullet, there's a chance that could do something to his memory if it pierced his brain.
Yes.
Right? But there's a scene before that.
He just put all his memories on the wall behind him because he'd be dead.
There's a scene before that where the bad guy, Stryker, says he puts adamantium bullets in a gun and the guy goes to him, "That's not going to kill him, sir." And he goes, "No, but he'll lose all his memories."
Great.
How do you know that?
You know.
How do you know that?
Well, it makes, brain. Brain is where the memories is.
Sure.
Yeah.
Brain is where the heart is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then he wakes up and he's like, "Who am I? Where am I? What happened?
And what's this rattling noise? I hear two rat things rattling around in my head for the rest of my life.
And I'm going to tell you another reason why that's terrible.
Because there's two bullet holes in his head.
Yes. For the rest of his life.
For the rest of his
because
life.
Because if you look at X-Men 1.
I do.
There's a scene where they X-ray Wolverine. And I went back and checked this. And the adamantium bullets are obviously not in his head.
Why would you check that?
Because I wanted to make sure that I was right.
Do you think that the creators of X-Men 1 thought, you know what we might need in the future is two adamantium bullets inside his head?
I have nothing against X-Men 1. That's not X-Men 1's fault. That's the person who made Wolverine Origins Gavin Hood's fault for not thinking about that. Because if I thought of that, and I'm not a filmmaker in any way or good at anything, I'm essentially a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And I figured that out.
That's true.
Then he should know better.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Or whoever wrote that should
exactly.
know better.
He has at least two or as many as four holes in his head.
Yeah.
And nothing ever leaks out.
No.
What's going on there?
Maybe the adamantium grew back.
Don't know.
Didn't you once tell me that before it was revealed that Wolverine had bone claws?
Yeah.
That he has some kind of mechanism in his wrists.
I remember that. Cause in
is
the
this
old,
true?
In the old Wolverine comics, and by old I mean in the 90s, there's a scene where he goes through Japanese, like at the airport, he goes through customs.
Sure.
And he sets off a metal detector, obviously, and he's got like a card from S.H.I.E.L.D. so he can go through.
Mm.
And they're like, but what's going on? And he puts his hand into the X-ray machine, and I'm pretty sure you can see like cybernetic, like bionic mechanisms that project the claws out. So, because I think the assumption was pre him getting all the adamantium pulled out of his body, that the adamantium was added as were mechanical claws.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So they obviously retconned that.
They did, yeah.
Because you hate bone claws, don't you?
No, I'm not.
Maybe it's not you.
Certainly someone does.
Baked burns.
I think somebody on the internet probably hates them.
Yeah.
And somebody loves them.
They look dumb.
But there is actually...
You'll find this...
Also, animals don't really have bone claws.
What about birds?
No.
What about wolverines?
Oh, yeah, good point. All wolverines have retractable bone claws. My claws are made out of keratin.
Yeah.
Like nails.
Yeah, oh yeah. There you go.
Dumb.
Yeah, it is dumb. You're right.
Mm.
We've solved that mystery.
We have, haven't we?
Have we?
Yeah, we did that. Yeah, it's good though.
I got another one if you want me to say it.
Yeah, okay, I'm ready.
All right. Now, you haven't seen this movie. I'll just drink more water.
Maybe I have seen it though. You know my track record. I've seen all kinds
of
movies.
You've just said this very episode that you have not seen it.
Oh, okay, right. I've jumped the gun. I've had unwarranted confidence and I apologise.
The Amazing Spider-Man.
I've seen it. No, I haven't.
You've seen that 10 seconds.
Yeah, I've seen that
10
seconds. Was it in the first 10 seconds?
No.
Okay.
There's a bit in that movie where Peter Parker, after he fights the Lizard, and he goes to Kurt Connors, who is the Lizard.
Yep.
Who he knows has been working with lizards.
Right.
And regrowing
lizards. Smallville syndrome.
Yeah, exactly. And he's like, excuse me, Dr. Connors. And the doctor turns around and he's kind of thinning on one side of his hair and he's got like scales down his neck. And he's like, like he's like that. And he's like, could you tell me how to kill a giant lizard? And he's like, why do you want to know about lizards? Lizards are the greatest. And Peter Parker's like,
I wish I was a lizard. I am a lizard.
And Peter Parker's like, okay, that's interesting. All right. Makes sense. And then Connors leaves.
Uh-huh.
And then I thought when I saw this, oh, he's twigged.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Because he's just playing along.
Right.
But then he looks down and he sees a rat that he was experimenting on, or a mouse, and he sees that it's turned into a half lizard, half rat. And then you see him go, oh my god, and not like the penny dropped. Why did it take that point the penny dropped? You're supposed to be smart, Peter Parker!
That's a good point. Rant over?
Yes.
Okay, having not seen it, does Kurt Connor's arm, when he becomes human again, does his arm drop off?
Yeah, his arm drops off.
Okay, right. Maybe that's it.
But he's talking about limb regeneration and all this kind of stuff. And even then, why isn't Kurt Connors like, oh, Kurt Connors should also, who's also a very smart man,
right,
figure out that Peter Parker is Spider-Man? Because why would he be asking him about that?
Maybe he just likes lizards. You know? It's like, I don't know. I get, you know what it is? It's missing arm. That's the thing. It's like Clark Kent's glasses. It's like,
if you see someone with scales on their neck,
okay,
ranting about lizards and how great lizards are.
That's actually,
and how lizards have no natural
predators. I have no defense. As one of the producers of the film, I apologize. But that is, missing arm is kind of a semi-legit defense. It's like, are you familiar with the Red Hulk?
Yeah.
The Red Hulk is Green Hulk's father-in-law.
He gets hotter as he gets angry, yeah, is that right? Like, sexier.
Yeah, yeah. But Thunderbolt Ross, his alter ego, big military mustache, Red Hulk and no mustache.
Ah!
Yeah.
Where did the mustache go? Hmm.
Yeah. It drops off, I assume.
Maybe
like a lizard
it.
Arm. Yeah.
Like a lizard arm. Uh-huh. There you go. I got another thing from The Amazing Spider-Man, though.
Okay, great.
There's a bit at the end where the lizard decides that he wants to turn everybody in the city into lizards.
Fantastic.
Because he loves lizards.
Yep.
First of all...
Because he drops some lizards into the water supply. Because that's what I would do. That's my go-to, pretty much, as we know.
So basically, his plan is...
He smashes a terrarium.
No, he launches, basically, the lizard gas into the air.
What is lizard gas?
And he's going to in like a... Well, it's essentially, it's like a mortar. And it launches into the air and then everybody would get gassed. Mm-hmm. And because he's like, lizards are the best and everybody should be a lizard.
Uh-huh. But, and Peter Parker's like, why does he keep saying this? God, what do you mean, Dr. Connors?
And so basically, obviously Peter Parker stops you. It's a terrible plan and whatever. But he's supposed to be an incredibly intelligent man. Being a lizard is not the best. Being a lizard is worse, for one. Mm. Also, it has been proven that the lizard gas is not permanent because he keeps reverting back to his human form.
That
would have lasted maybe 24 hours.
Uh-huh.
And then everybody would have turned back and go, remember that time I turned into a lizard?
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
It was fucking weird.
Yeah.
So, that's another thing I don't like.
Logical fallacy. There you go. There's not a scene where he's like, oh, I've perfected this now.
Oh, you know what? There might be.
Doesn't matter. Who cares?
Not.
No.
Yeah. It's not a good idea.
Should have been made very clear.
Yeah. Right. And just, yeah, also put it in the water supply. Why climb a giant building and launch it off?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
You got one?
I got one. Let me think of one. How about The Punisher? Thomas Jane's The Punisher.
Love it!
2004 or thereabouts, maybe. I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Sounds about right.
It's not great, certainly.
Sure.
I think we've established that in previous
podcasts.
We've
talked about it in worst comic book movies, wasn't
great.
It?
Great. Or maybe with one redeeming feature or something.
Oh, yeah. It was underrated comic book movies.
There we go.
Yeah, it's our first podcast!
What?
Mm.
Oh, how the time's flown, hey?
I sure have.
Yeah.
Now we're millionaires!
Right? Why do we even do it? It's hard to even reach the controls with wearing our gold tuxedos. You know what? That movie reaches a dumbness crescendo with right at the end where he develops the elaborate plan to get John Travolta as John Travolta.
Yeah.
Crime boss John Travolta. And there's a lot of dumbness, and I'm sure we cover the bit with the shirt, with the skull shirt.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, Dad, maybe you could wear this. And he's like, I don't know where I'd wear that, except if my family was murdered. Ah, Dad, you're funny. But right at the end, he gets John Travolta, and he's going to get him, and he's developed this elaborate plot.
I'd love to get John Travolta.
All the pieces are falling into place.
I hate John Travolta. Yeah. Sorry, go on.
All the pieces are falling into place, and then John Travolta gets caught in the middle of an explosion of multiple cars which form the Punisher skull face. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing, and if I had any non-comic book fan friends to take to that movie, they would have been embarrassed as well. Luckily.
I'm going to throw something out there.
Yes.
Into the ether.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it was a coincidence.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good point. It's a really good point, actually, yeah. Yeah, just
no. That is dumb. And I think I said this to you before. Is it dumber than Bruce Wayne painting the bat symbol in fuel on the side of a bridge in The Dark Knight Rises when he probably should have been doing something else?
He could have been doing almost anything else. You're right. Yeah. No, because that's symbolic. Because you know the people are going to see that.
Yeah.
But this, nobody's seeing that. Unless you're in a helicopter immediately above the parking lot, you're not going to see that.
If that was
what
me,
a waste of time.
If that was me in the helicopter, though, I'd be like, that's just for me. What a nice guy. This is a
really
moment that he's crafted just for me.
I retract my entire argument. You're right. Yep.
Maybe it was for his family in heaven to see
you're right.
His kid's in hell.
Yeah, I was going to say his kid's in hell. His kid's in hell.
For poor fashion choices.
Yeah.
Right, I got another one.
I'm ready.
You remember the movie 300?
Yes.
A very popular movie. You know what's still a raging debate on the internet about 300?
Real muscles or fake muscles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it matter?
I don't know. You want to try that Spartan diet though?
Mm,
get those
that's right.
Get those abs. Get those X that V.
That V.
V down the bottom there.
I think Jerry Butler.
Yes.
Who I like.
Well, you call him Jerry.
Jerry Butler, who's King Leonidas in it. He worked out for something like 9 months. And look, he probably will say otherwise, but he must have roided up for that.
Yeah.
Because you cannot get that big naturally.
Uh-huh.
But he's, because I've seen like behind the scenes footage of that, which I constantly watch on a loop. And he looks like that naturally. So maybe they did a bit of CGI muscles for some of the other guys.
Yeah. David Wenham, certainly.
Yeah.
There's no way. No way, David Wenham.
Who's saying David Wenham is a soft-faced, soft-bellied,
yeah,
pale red-haired goon?
I'm saying all of those things. Cut that, Wenham.
You know what I love about David Wenham?
What's that?
He a lot of, in interviews, he clearly has no interest or knowledge of the movies he was in.
Uh-huh.
Like, I remember there's a bit where he's talking about his character from Lord of the Rings, and he's just like, you know, it's an adventure, I guess.
Yes, adventure, yeah.
Good actor, I like him, don't get me wrong, but yeah, he just doesn't care.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, they got me to hold the scepter or something? I don't know. Was it a scepter or was it pool cue? It doesn't matter. Were we playing pool that day? I don't know.
Anyway, I thought, they should have really put a little fence around that well that guy gets kicked into.
Yeah, that's
my movie mistake from that. Because there's kids running around.
That's a dumb movie moment. You're right. That's
just a little hand, just a rail.
Yeah, a little rail. Maybe a sign.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't fall down the well.
I feel like I shouldn't have brought this up because I thought it would be funnier than it is. No, I say it's not that funny. No, not that funny.
I think the failure of the bit is funny in itself. What I like to think is you've come up with this idea for this episode with the sole purpose of putting that gag in, and that it's kind of fallen a little bit flat.
And but now that we've acknowledged it,
now you have to sit with it.
It's funny,
yeah,
right?
It's great,
cool.
It's pretty good.
I got a real one though.
Okay,
you've seen the Fantastic Four.
Oh, we're not going to do another 300.
I don't really have one.
Okay, that's okay.
Sorry,
no, that's fine. That's fine. Was there magic in that? It was a mutant. Oh,
you know what though? The whole thing about that movie is that it's basically David Wenham telling the story, and David Wenham is a storyteller. In that, he's the guy who tells all the tall
he's
tales.
He's certainly a storyteller in real life.
He sure is.
I was in this movie, I think.
And so a lot of it, he possibly elaborated how there were monsters. And,
it's like Big Fish.
Yeah, it's like Big Fish, except good. Yeah. I don't care who says it. That movie is not good. Big Fish is not a good movie.
You're right.
And if your dad was a guy who constantly lies, you shouldn't love him. You should throw him off a cliff.
Yep, definitely.
Or drown him.
Yeah.
Which I think happens at the end of that movie. Do you remember?
He drowns his dad.
Billy Crudup brings his dad. Well, Billy Crudup's dad dies in the hospital. The liar. And then he takes him. But the story he tells is, I took you to the river and then you turned into a big fish and you swam away.
Right.
But really, he just died in the hospital bed.
Ugh.
That's how we're all going to go. Ugh. You're going to die, like, probably, you know, like a hang gliding accident.
Definitely. That's why I never go skydiving.
Oh.
Because I was... Because
you're constantly hang gliding.
Well, because I'm constantly hang gliding. I'm really busy with the hang gliding. I got my new Pro Glider 4000. It's carbon fiber.
It's fluoro.
Yeah, but I will never go skydiving because it seems safe and people know what they're doing. It doesn't seem safe. But I'll get there and I'll pull the cord and nothing will happen. And I'll pull the reserve chute and nothing will happen. And I'll go, well, I did this, didn't I?
I
paid $500 kill myself, to short my life by 30, 40 years, because I'm a massive idiot.
I'd like to think you pull the cord,
yep,
and then a whole lot of spiders come out.
Yeah, great.
And you pull the other cord, and then you catch fire.
Great, yep. Yep, love us.
Then you fall into a pile of broken glass or
something. Yeah. And then it cuts to, like, a guy, and he's sitting at a bench, and he's like, time for my lunch of spiders. And pyrotechnics, and he pops it open, and a parachute comes out. He's like, "Oh man, worst day ever." I lost my train of thought.
That was great.
Oh, that's right, Big
I'm
Fish.
I'm glad I write everything down. That's not what we were talking about. You know what's a great movie? Like Little Fish with Cate Blanchett. It's like a heroin story. Hugo Weaving's in it.
Heroin with no E.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's about heroin, the drug. Yeah, is that without the what? Yeah, that is without E. Yeah, it's amazing stuff.
We have fun with words, don't we?
Such an idiot. Okay, Fantastic Four, though.
Yeah.
That's not a good movie in any way.
Absolutely not. Are you saying it has a dumb moment in it? Is it the part where they team up at the all at the end with teamwork?
That part.
And they're all like, hey guys, remember when we didn't use teamwork for the rest of the film? Let's lose teamwork now. And all of New York's like, yeah, we're from New York. We love teamwork. Forget about it. You know? That was such...
There's also a bit, this just came to me then, where Chris Evans, he goes, he's testing out his hotness, how hot he can get at the start. And they're like, stop, you're going to go supernova, you're going to kill everybody.
Yeah.
And then at the end with Dr. Doom, they're like, hey, remember how you said not to do that thing because we thought it would kill everybody? Just do that now. Even though there's a lot of people around.
We haven't done any further testing on this, but we're pretty sure. Like, I've had a bit of a think. probably be fine.
I'm a scientist, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, there's
I mean, no one will give me funding or any assistance, so potentially I'm not a very good... Oh, I did put you in that cosmic radiation event, so I'm probably not a very good or safe scientist.
This guy, this guy we're fighting, I did that.
Yeah, yeah. So they'll just do it anyway. It's fine.
But yeah, so basically there's a bit near the start where after they all get their powers and the thing's like, I'm a monster! And he runs out to a bridge and he's standing on the bridge and he's like, oh, life sucks. And then a bird poos on him and presumably somebody laughed somewhere.
Yep.
And then a guy is about to commit suicide off the bridge. Yep. And the thing's like, don't do it, man. And then the guy's like, whoa! And he falls off the bridge and he causes a massive traffic accident. And then a truck's about to hit him and the thing smashes the truck.
Uh-huh.
And then all the traffic piles up. And then the other Fantastic Four members arrive, and some people are about to die or something, and then the Fantastic Four saves them, and then everybody claps.
Because they're heroes.
He caused that!
Yeah, he's the villain, ultimately.
They all caught, like, that's their fault. They shouldn't clap. They should go, you're lucky.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you really fucked up.
Yeah, yeah.
And you barely pulled this together.
We're putting you in jail forever. We're putting you in super jail. That's exactly, it's the equivalent, it's basically, when did Unbreakable come out? Did it come out before that?
Never seen it, but yes.
You've seen Unbreakable.
I've never seen
really?
It.
Really?
Came out, I think it might have been 2001, 2002.
Huh.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Well, anyway, spoiler alert, Samuel L. Jackson
I know the ending,
blows yeah. up some trains.
Yeah.
To sort of ferret out Bruce Willis. Goes to jail. I mean, he goes to jail in a text box at the end of the film for some reason. They don't actually show that.
They're like, and he went to jail
forever. But yeah, it's the same thing. They wouldn't be like, oh, well, you found Bruce Willis. You're a hero. You did this.
Yeah.
Jail. Super jail. Yeah, it seems the tables have turned. I have seen a film that you haven't seen. which completely balances out the 400 films that I haven't seen that I should have seen at this point in my life.
That's fair. They've been talking about an Unbreakable sequel for a few years. It's not going to happen.
It won't, yeah.
That's about superheroes, though, isn't it? So sort of loosely, roughly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We were talking about we might do a podcast about superhero movies that aren't based on comics.
I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
That's a good idea for me. That could be one of those ones because it is.
Yeah.
People love it. I don't think it's great, but whatever.
On with the show?
Yeah, on with the show, mate.
I just want to quickly talk about this one because there's nothing to say about it. You've seen Elektra?
Yes.
There's a guy in it whose tattoos come to life.
Yeah, magic tattoos, sure.
Never explained. No. There's nothing else like that in that movie universe.
Yep.
Makes zero sense.
Right.
I've not...
That's no, that's it. Good. No, that's good. That's all right. Short and sweet. Get the information... You know, put the information out there. People make up their own minds. Maybe yeah. it does make sense.
Yeah.
It doesn't, though.
No. Do you have another one, or do you want me to other one?
Let me think. Man of Steel. You know, I love that film.
I know
I
you do.
Man of Steel. It's my one and only Superman movie that I enjoy. Remember the bits... Do yes. you remember the bit?
Yes.
Where Jonathan Kent dies saving the dog?
Yes, I do.
Why would he do that? I could send me Indestructible Son in.
Or
go in. Because he's a farmer, too.
Yeah.
They don't care about their dog. I apologise to all the farmers listening.
No, my dad grew up on a farm,
yeah.
and he would put a bullet in a dog's head in a heartbeat.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly. He'd be like, hey... Fido, come in for the night. Come in, mate. Come on. Oh, he's not coming in. Better shoot him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had an uncle who worked on a farm, grew up on a farm. His dog went into a fox rot warren thing.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Is that what foxes live in?
Den. Fox hole.
And, yeah. And he went to dig it out and he put a crowbar straight through his dog and he's just like, oh, well.
Yeah.
Like, are you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
horrible.
That's true,
What's
yeah.
wrong with you?
Yeah, yeah. But you can't kill an animal. In a movie, in a Hollywood film.
No.
Unless it's a point in death.
Yeah.
Does the dog survive in that? I can't remember.
What were we talking
Man
about?
Man of Steel.
Yeah. Yeah, probably, sure.
But the dad certainly dies.
I think the dog runs off. Yeah, yeah. And there's a bit where, as well, where... Now, I think that scene is quite moving in the sense that he does die. And because I think a lot of that to do is with the score.
Yeah, yeah.
But that whole thing is ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that he puts his hand up and he's like, don't save me.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the tornado just whips through him. He would have saved him.
Yeah.
If that was my dad, I'd be like, let's just do this.
Yeah,
I know you killed that dog that time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you would. And he's fast enough that he could.
Mm.
I mean, even though he was younger then, I guess maybe his powers weren't as developed. But he could have saved him.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Would you have saved your dad from a tornado? Well, I mean, that's how your dad died. So I know this is a sore point for
it
you.
It is kind of a sore point, yeah. Thanks, buddy. I mean, I did put him in the path of the tornado, so... Logically, I probably wouldn't. It'd be counterproductive.
I'm gonna do like a community service announcement here. Do you mind?
I'm ready. Go
ahead. You know how they all go under the bridge in that?
Yep.
To save themselves.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Just like that. Heroin. Uh-huh. That's what that song's about.
Ooh.
Do you know what I like about Red Hot Chili Peppers?
They've had two singles that they keep rehashing. They've done that for the last 25 years. They've got the one that goes flippa-dibba-dib, flippa-dibba-dibba-dib-dib, right? And then they've got the one that's about California, the slow one. And that's it. And they just switch them back and forth. And nobody's noticed. I've noticed, RHCP.
I noticed.
Yeah.
RHCP.
Anyway, what's your point about it?
The point is, in tornadoes, I read this on cracked.com, the website. So if you do this and you die, put this on there.
That is riddled with inaccuracies.
I don't care. Basically, you're not supposed to go under a bridge to survive a tornado. Because you're basically, the wind gets funneled in there and it will just whip you right out and kill you.
That's a good point. Mm. It'll probably just whip you into the bottom of the bridge. That'd do it.
So, yeah.
Community service announcement, guys.
Do that or don't do that.
Or don't do that, yeah.
Actually, you know what? Make up your own vibes.
Yeah, well, just...
don't want to be responsible.
Just flail around screaming. It's fine. Yeah, yeah.
That's fine. We don't really get tornadoes here, do we?
No. Mm. Right.
We get, like, cyclones and shit.
Not the same.
No. It's not as cool.
No, it's not as cool. And they're teeny tiny. They're like the width of a man. You can just walk around them.
No, what are those, you know, those big cyclone tropical-y things, storms, those ones.
Oh.
You know, you see them on radars.
Boy, do I.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
Where were we? Doesn't matter.
Okay, I got another one. Spider-Man 2,
yep.
Which I know you hate,
yep.
But I love this.
The spidering.
Movie. The spidering. There's a bit in that movie. Well, there's a whole series of scenes in that movie that don't really make a lot of sense. For example, there's the one where Peter Parker's at the bank and Doc Ock is turfing bags of gold coin at him.
Yep.
Now, I'm not American.
Uh-huh.
I hope to be one day.
When I
assume someone's identity. Yep. Yes, I'll play one on TV. But they don't have bags of gold coin.
Correct.
I mean, maybe they do.
Is it the Franklin Mint Commemorative Bank? Because maybe that's what it is. Maybe they're gold coins with the face of NASCAR drivers on them.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't think really. No, they don't have... No.
Yeah.
Why would they? They have silver dollars, but that's not the same.
Yeah, no. Yeah. And would they have that many bags of them?
Unlikely.
Hmm.
Silver dollars that they've sprayed gold. Seems very unlikely. You're right.
Yeah, there's also... In that movie,
yep.
Doc Ock and Peter Parker fight quite a bit. And I like all those scenes. Yep. Even though the CGI in some of them doesn't hold up so well for some of it. But they're still great. Uh-huh. And it's just basically Peter Parker wailing on Doc Ock, like punching him right in the face.
Yep.
The thing is, Peter Parker is a superhuman being.
Correct.
Doc Ock is a regular man with octopus arms drilled into him.
Yeah, with several hundred kilograms of octopus arms weighing him.
But he's just a man.
Yep.
He could not take a punch from Spider-Man.
Absolutely not.
That would kill him immediately.
He's got crazy strength, though, because he's gone crazy.
Doesn't matter. Mm. If you've got crazy strength, if a guy who can... What can he lift? 10 tons?
Well, he can stop a train.
Yeah,
certainly.
He can stop a train.
He can stop a speeding train.
Yeah. So if a guy hits you once...
And
I know Peter Parker does pull his punches because when he's fighting regular people, because he would kill them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But... He could have knocked him out.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
There's
a fine line there. But because, and I know we're both fans of, in a movie, you watch a movie, we're fans of watching a movie, certainly, but, you know, there'll be a guard somewhere and the hero's like, I've got to knock this guy out to get past him. And then you'll just crack him on the back of the skull with a gun butt or whatever, and you're like, that guy's dead. That guy's dead or severe brain trauma. There's no way.
That's it. Apparently it's very, very difficult to knock somebody out.
Yeah, without...
And apparently it also goes for giving somebody an injection of something to knock them out.
Yeah, yeah, it's you go very, too far, they're
it's
dead.
Very specific.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why anesthesiologists is a proper
that's job. That's a job.
It's
that's
a real job.
That's a job to have, mate. You can't just wing it.
Yeah, that's it. So there's movie logic.
Yeah, like, so whenever there's a scene where somebody gets, you know, shot with a tranquilizer dart, they just go down.
Yeah.
Probably brain damage.
Probably brain damage.
Circulatory problems for the rest of their life. You know,
also, you know...
Blood clot in the brain.
Landed a funny way, so your windpipe's twisted.
Yeah. Ooh, dead. No. Yeah, dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Batman kills a lot of guys, I bet. Just like
that. Oh,
like
they fall off roofs and stuff. Yeah. But again, he's found that logic loophole where he's like, I'm not going to kill you, but I don't have to save you. When I knocked you out and threw you off a roof. What? Are you not conscious enough to grab... Are you not conscious enough to fire your grappling hook and escape? Oh, you don't have one of those? Because you're just a guy with a family? You didn't have time to build a grappling hook and regain consciousness? Guess you're dead. Not my fault.
Well, it's like he barrels through with his Batmobile and his bloody... And his Tumblr, and he's just firing missiles.
Yeah.
And just
so many, yeah,
so many people dead.
Yeah, let's talk about the Batman films. They've got some dumb moments.
They sure. Now I don't have any off the top of my head, but do you know?
Well, I've got heaps.
Good.
First of all, why has he got the motorcycle inside the tumbler?
In case.
How would he have needed? He wouldn't have needed that. What are the odds?
Well, he didn't.
Did the military build that in? Why do they need it? They don't need it. I'm sure we've mentioned these before. I'm not going to dwell on them, but boy.
I don't think we have, actually.
Dark Knight.
Yeah.
That's such an elaborate plot.
Ah, yeah,
not
absolutely.
Only is it an elaborate plot, but it is given birth to so many other elaborate plots.
Worse.
Like, it's hanging by a thread as far as elaborate plots making sense goes. And it's just, people have seen that and thought, well, you know what we need to make our action film great is a really elaborate plot where the bad guy was captured, but his plan was to get captured all along.
Because there's a bit as well in that movie where the Joker goes to fire a rocket at Harvey Dent, who's in the van, and the Batman Bill jumps in front of it. He could not have predicted that.
No, not at all.
Because he wanted to be captured.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he couldn't have predicted that.
I guess the idea is the Joker has so many tactical options in his head at any given moment.
Yeah.
So no matter what he does, he has a different end game.
Yeah.
So like if he killed Harvey Dent, he would have found another way to get captured or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But dumb. Also, Batman Begins, remember the thing with the microwave generator?
Yes.
Where he's gonna microwave all the water in Gotham City and turn it into steam and make everyone go mad?
Yeah.
That's an elaborate plot that doesn't make sense.
Because all the water in your body would have got turned into steam and
you would have been microwaved. If that thing was powerful enough to microwave all the water in Gotham City, just microwave all the people in Gotham City. Easier. A lot of metal in that city.
There is.
A lot of fires too, probably. Be great.
Well, I think that thing about Batman not saving Ra's al Ghul, I think Batman would have saved him in the comics.
Yeah.
Because, well, he would have attempted to anyway.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I mean, it's hard to make that work, though, in the real world where he has to save everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is where that movie is set. But yeah, there are a lot of plot holes. A very good trilogy, I think. But there are a lot of plot holes.
Mm.
Do you think there are better movies than the Spider-Man trilogy?
Yes, I do. Yes, you've got me on a technicality there. Also, Dark Knight Rises. What's the deal with the pit?
Ah, the one he gets thrown down.
Yeah, the pit that he gets thrown down. Yeah. Are there guards up the top?
Nah. Because he gets out.
Where's the food come from? Do people deliver food?
That's a really good question.
Where's the food?
It's like a pit from a different time.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And there's... Who put the pulley in? Where'd the pulley system come from? And if there's a pulley system, why can't they build some stairs?
Yep.
You get a guy, you wrap him in the rope, you pull him up, and then he cuts some holes in the side of the wall... And you do that for a couple of weeks, and you've got some stairs, and then you just walk up. And they check, do the guards that deliver the food, do they check the wall every week? And they fill it in with putty if you've been cutting stairs in the wall.
Maybe...
Shut up! No, 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 that's fine.
Maybe it's like a self-exile.
What?
It's not.
No.
You know what, I feel really bad that I didn't think of that. I feel like an idiot.
You get some wood. Like, there's stuff there, right? There's stuff at the bottom of the... You cut a hole, and you put a bit of wood in, and you've got a step. And then you do it again, and you've got another step. And then you get up to the top, and there's no guards. So then you go and you get some more rope or something.
But you know what is up there? There is a rope that he just drops in. There is a rope sitting there.
Great.
So a gust of wind, I guess...
Could have saved them all, yes.
That's amazing.
Unless it's a metaphorical pit, in which case I apologize.
It's not.
No, okay, it's a literal pit. Okay, great. Great.
Well, I don't understand why people are banging on about how did Batman get back into the city. He's Batman. He's got to have a way in. Batman's an idiot.
Yeah. He could call Alfred.
Yeah.
Comes pick him up.
Yeah, or anything. Like, there's a thousand ways he could have got back in the city. Yeah. He would know. He knows the streets and the secret tunnels.
He's streetwise.
Yeah, he's very streetwise.
Street smarts, yeah.
He's a street shark.
But the
go on. What
just put some stairs, guys. All you get out. I mean, believe in yourself, certainly.
I think that's the video I'm going to make for next week. I'm going to take that bit where you yell about steps and I'm going to turn it into a video.
Great,
and then
you.
It's going to have me explaining how I'm going to do that in this video.
I do agree. We do this podcast and I do enjoy it, but it is nice to see... where I have small mental breakdowns and you turn them into music, amusing videos for the internet. So I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
No problem.
Okay. This is a big one in the how I should have ended. How
I thought you were going to say how I met your mom.
I know. I never said it before, but there's a lot of plot holes in that, those ones, I'll tell you. In the Spider-Man series, this is on the how it should have ended. I did think this at the time, so I'm claiming it.
Great, good.
But basically, the Doc Ock gets killed, kills himself, trying to kill Peter Parker.
Yep.
Peter Parker jumps out of the way, and the glider impales him, and he dies.
You said Doc Ock, you mean Green Goblin.
Oh, God, Green Goblin, yeah.
Edit point, not a real edit point.
And he deserved it.
Yeah.
And I'm glad he's dead.
Yeah.
Harry Osborn then goes 2¾ movies thinking that Spider-Man stabbed his father to death.
Right.
Then.
That's his modus operandi.
Yeah,
stabbings.
After Spider-Man 3, where emo Peter Parker goes to confront Harry Osborn, they have a fight and he gets beaten up, and then Peter Parker throws a goblin bomb at him and it explodes right next to his face, blinds him in one eye,
scars
him for life.
Yep.
Then, at the end of the movie, Peter Parker's like, I'm up against Sandman and Venom for some reason. I'm going to get belted.
Yep.
Can you help me? And he's like, not really. Because you fucked up my face.
Yeah,
look at me.
Look at me. I'm James Franco.
Yeah. I'm ugly James Franco. And then, as Spider-Man leaves, Harry Osborn's butler comes in and goes, hey, I forgot to tell you this, but the night your father died, I inspected his wounds, and basically, he was impaled on his own glider. And Harry Osborn's like, oh, cool, okay. But you'd be mad.
You'd be mad. You'd be like...
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. That's what... You've been collecting a paycheck for 2½ films. That's a long time in whatever time frame we have here. And you didn't say anything? You son of a bitch.
Yeah.
You're fired.
Yeah. How much angst would that have saved him?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. I want to talk about Spider-Man 4 one week as well.
Okay.
Because they were going to make it.
Ooh.
Didn't end up doing it.
Who were the villains?
They were going to use Lizard.
Okay. Mm. So they did make it, ultimately.
Yeah.
Great.
They made something.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Mm. I got one more.
I'm ready.
I actually got a few more. This is the Superman film series.
There
are a stack of moments in those movies.
No, there are.
Zero sets. There's a bit in Superman 3, for example, where they're firing missiles at him and they're watching him on like a video game side-scrolling screen.
Great.
And they're hitting him with missiles.
Was that a tie into a video game at the time? Was
I'm
there an
pretty
Superman
sure
3
it
video
wasn't.
Game?
I'm sure there was, but I've never seen that video game.
Okay.
And I've played every video game.
Yeah.
Except Duck Hunt.
Huh.
I've played Duck Hunt.
I was just going to say a bit of a hole.
Yeah. There's a bunch of stuff. And I'm not even talking about...
Did you know with Duck Hunt... Like, the way the zapper worked. And I never realised this until an adult, but apparently kids figured this out, that it was the way the light sensor worked.
Screen goes black?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what you had to do is you could just stick the zapper under a lampshade or something and just pull a trigger and you would hit the targets every time.
Because when you press the button, the screen flashes to black, except there's a white square where the duck is.
Right,
is that right?
And yeah, that's
right.
And if
you hit
that
square, then it...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Huh.
That's better than the Nintendo Wii.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Yeah. But anyway, there's bits like where Superman erases Lois Lane's memory
with a kiss.
Makes no sense.
Yep.
I'm going to let that slide.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that, again, Superman's 70s powers can do anything, really.
There's another bit I had in my head. Where he reverses time.
Yep.
He has done that in the comics. I'm going to let that slide.
Right, okay, right, good. It's a minor thing, reversing all of time in the universe by flying a bit.
But there's a bit in Superman 3, where he turns evil.
Yep.
Where...
Because
of computers. No, black kryptonite. Or kryptonite filled with tar.
Okay, there we go.
That Richard Pryor gives him. I don't know what's going on in that movie.
Yep.
I hate that movie. But where Superman he knocks down the Great Wall of China, or something knocks down the Great Wall of China. I think it's in 3.
It doesn't matter.
And then he goes there, and he rebuilds the
by
wall...
By concentrating.
With his eyes.
Yep. You know,
that is not a defined Superman power.
It really
in any
isn't. That's
sense.
True. No.
There's another bit in.
Wouldn't that have been great at the end of Man of Steel though? If he put Metropolis back together with his eyes, just by staring real hard.
I think people would have appreciated.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
But there's a bit in. There's also a bit in Superman 2 at the end, and I have no problem with this particular part because it actually makes sense because it's his. Oh, sorry, my dog's just come in. Actually, come on, out.
Leave this in. Leave this whole thing in. He's having trouble with the dog. He doesn't... Oh.
How did the dog open the door?
That's weird.
God.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He was running around in his denim overalls and the butt flap just popped open. He's like, oh no! And the dog kept running. Got a big leg of lamb in its mouth.
I love
all your beef jerky.
I love that dog.
Yep.
My dad wants to shoot it though.
Absolutely. Why wouldn't you?
So anyway,
it's
yeah.
there, it's a dog. When you have a gun, every dog looks like a dog you should shoot. That's a proverb.
So basically, there's a where he's in the Fortress of Solitude, and there's a bit where he kind of uses it to his advantage, where he makes multiple Supermen,
yep.
and it kind of tricks them. And I'm okay with that, because it's basically a big crystal mirror.
You're convincing yourself of a lot of things.
I'm saying that's fine, I'm going to let it slide.
Uh-huh.
But then there's the bit where the guy goes to fly at him, uh-huh. and he pulls an S off his shirt,
yep.
and then throws it, and it turns into a cellophane S,
yep.
and wraps the guy up, and then he falls down, and then it disappears.
Uh-huh.
And I have never seen that before or since.
Uh-huh.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, and it makes you angry.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, good.
I just don't understand it.
Yeah.
Explain it to me.
Well, Kryptonian.
Good.
Tailoring.
Yep.
Holograms? Yeah, holograms. There we go. You came with the answer on your own. Good. Go for you. Good on you, buddy.
What a journey.
Yeah.
That's my last one, though.
It's pretty good.
You got anything else?
Go out with a whimper. That's what I say.
Always.
No, I think stairs was my
stairs.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Yeah, I think a lot of problems could be solved with stairs.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for this week.
That's pretty fun.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you can hit us up. You specifically, Mason.
I will.
weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com on Twitter or Facebook.
That's the one.
You actually gave me the pep talk before that. You're like,
I said, we can streamline this.
Yeah.
Believe in yourself.
Because you ramble.
Yeah.
Because I just ramble the end.
I bet we get no correspondence this week because people didn't understand it.
I got to check that email more, actually.
Uh-huh.
I don't check it enough.
Yeah.
Did you check it?
No. Angry correspondence.
Yeah.
That's what I love. Twitter. Send us some angry correspondence in whatever medium you like. It's fine.
Twitter's probably the best place to find
us,
though, would you say?
Yes.
Yeah. My Twitter also, specifically, is Mr. Sunday Movies. That's the one I check the most. And yours is Wikipedia Brown.
Correct.
Hit us up.
Yeah,
hit us down.
Yeah.
Hit us all
if
around.
If you have any more ideas for episodes, that'd be great.
Absolutely.
We're running on fumes.
Yeah. We're getting a few lately. I've been really appreciative of that.
Fantastic.
But that's this week done.
Mm. I think we all learned something.
Yep.
Yep. If you're building a pit, put some stairs in it. That's what I say. Or don't. I mean,
just stay in the pit.
Just stay in the pit. It's great. You get good Wi-Fi in there. You stay in that pit.
How does a little girl make that jump? How does Bruce Wayne with his bung knee make that jump? Why didn't he build stairs?
Yeah! I'm on board. We're making a movement out of this.
I didn't even think about the pulley either.
Yep.
And the rope.
Correct.
Somebody put that in.
Yeah.
What if the rope breaks? It would. A lot of people attempt that.
Mm. We'll see you next week.
Bye!
Bye!
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.